You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we are back with another fresh and hot episode for you, okay? We're going to talk to YouTube first. Go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Go ahead and also hit that damn notification bell so you can be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap the subscribe button and join our fucking family, okay? We the mob over here. We death row, and y'all know who Shug is, you feel me? The one who doing this. Now, also, it is a arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because y'all already family, I gotta tell them how to tell my family. Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on a good pussy list, on a good dick list, on a good head list, on that good make you come in 3 minutes list. Like, where you at? What's good? I know you asleep, but god damn it, I just need 3 minutes. I'm sorry. We'll share to all of them, okay? Now, also, we have a description box, and in that description box, we have some links. And the first link, it actually takes you over to a podcast platform, so you can go ahead and listen to us audio, okay? As well as, we have other links that take you over to our social media accounts, okay? On our TikTok, we have 30,000 followers. Whoop, whoop! But we're on the road to 50,000, okay? So we need you to go ahead and follow your girls on the top, you know what I'm saying? On the top, you feel me? On the top.
I was wondering what that was.
On the top. I don't know what. It just came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It just came out of nowhere. But everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what do you do? Yeah. What it do, baby? What's good? Go ahead and also screenshot this and put it on your social media account. And let everybody know that y'all for real, y'all listening, y'all rock with the Silly Girls Podcast, as well as if you are not subscribed and you're listening, through those listening ears of yours, you heard the soft, soothing voice, you know what I'm saying, from 105.7, go ahead, please go ahead and tap your sexy finger, go ahead and subscribe to whatever podcast platform that you're listening to, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode. Because I get the honor of introducing one of the best people in my life, okay? You know what I'm saying? I talk to a few and then, but this the one that I just love so much. How you doing, Jodeci Mama?
Hey!
Yeah, how you doing, Jodeci Mama?
I was like, who
Jodeci
Mama? Jodeci? Me, I know. I thought you finna say something else. I ain't know what you finna say. Hi.
Hey.
Look at you looking all mustardy.
How are you doing? Don't get on me.
Good.
Yet. Yes. So what has been going on with the people?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. I really honestly don't have nothing going on. It's just like, I wish I had some more exciting things to tell you, but no.
Yeah, just a normal girl living a normal world.
Just a girl trying to find her way in this crooked word. I'm getting back to, I haven't given up social media like that, but I'm taking a break again to read. You know, I love reading. So I was like, let me just get back into reading and just, because, you know, like they say solitude is deadly. Too much solitude is deadly. But because I live so far out from everybody, I'm always by myself for the most part, me and my dog or whatever. So it's like I'm always at home. So when I leave my home, it's like I'm ready to get back home. And I feel like when I get back home, I want to just read my book. I want to just sit on my porch to read my book, like listen to the squirrels, like watch the squirrels run. And my apartment is in front of a pool. So I love the sound of water. Terrified of water, but I like to hear the sounds of it. And when the wind be blowing, like, yeah, it's cool. So just like, you know, enjoying nature. I think I'm tapping into my Mary Poppins again. And like, I'm loving just the simple shit.
Yeah.
Reading a book, walking outside with my dog, going to the gym.
You know, come on, Jim.
Y'all.
Come on, Jim.
This motherfucking lady. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say the skin complexion of this person, but because I go to work and have to be to work really super early. And I'm like, let me go early before I go to work. And I just happen to look back and she just on that motherfucking stroke. Master just. And I was like, switch, bitch ass. And I look back. I kept looking back on my shoulder. And I'm like, now she cannot be that dramatic, but you can tell she loves working out, and because it was like so early in the morning, like 4 or 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then I watch her because I'm a people watcher, and I watched her go get on this one machine, and it just tickled me because she was really like, but I love her spirit. And I love that she does it because no, she don't give a fuck. I love that about them because they do shit like. They don't care who's watching. Mm-hmm. They don't care about people feeling like they're embarrassed. Because she's not embarrassed. Because she's just doing her. As she should in the gym. It's me that got the complex. And be like, thank somebody watch me. When them motherfucking folk ain't think about me. But I was like, I liked it about her. So I aspire to be like that. Like to get in there and just do it. But yeah. Got to get a little bit more healthier, man. Walk past that mirror. I was like, this time last year, you really like that? Slow down, baby girl. And then I found some fruit roll-ups that were Starburst flavored. And Fruit by the Foot. I bought both boxes and ate both boxes. There's nothing left. So, yeah. Just confession. Hi, my name is Kia, and I ate 2 boxes of fruit roll-ups in a day. And back to you, mustard. What it say? Is it, what's that commercial with the mustard, Dijon? Cordon Bleu, something mustard, but you looking real cute in your mustard and your black and your hoop.
And my huge, y'all see, I got the, we both are big hoops, but this time I ordered some and they came huge.
And I said, I'm finna rock them. I love them.
Baby, they are huge. They are on my shoulders, honey.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how have you been?
I just came back from L.A.
Did?
So I went out there. If you do not know, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, who's the biggest Kobe Bryant fan is me, okay? So the Staples Center, well, hold on, let me say this. They renamed the Staples Center, all the real Laker fans, we hate it, to Crypto.com Center, whatever. And so they put a statue of Kobe out, and I just had to go. There was a must. That I had to go, and like I didn't think that I was going to be emotional when I got there to, you know what I'm saying, as soon as I was walking up to, you know what I'm saying, to see it, I just got real emotional. I got real warm inside and I just started crying. Like I didn't think I was going to get that emotion. I'm like, I'm a G, you know what I'm saying, like I'm just seeing a statue. What the fuck wrong with you, Chancellor?
Yeah.
But it was a lot of emotions.
Because he played there. That's the city where he, you know what I'm saying, made his mark. And then the actual statue in remembrance of him. So it's like a reminder that he gone. And then the tragic way, it's like a whole bunch.
It was a lot.
You work hard because you have that mamba mentality. So to actually see the hard work and the drive of somebody that do it. They say the grace be taken soon. You know what I'm saying? That was good.
It was real deep. And then also because I had my cousin with me, and y'all know, like, this is my favorite cousin. Like, I don't care who else cousin's watching. This is my favorite. Everybody in the family know, okay? And when I used to babysit him, I always make him sit down with me and watch Kobe. And doing so, I think now he became a bigger fan than me. So it was special for me and him to have a moment together. Because me and him connect on so many things, but that's the one thing where, you know, he always be like, thank you, cuz, for introducing me to Kobe. Like, everybody in the family. But I tried to make all my cousins watch it, okay? They became other fans. But Wookie was like, I'm with you, cuz. And he'd be right there. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody loved Wookie. You know what I'm saying?
I love Wookie. I can't believe he. It's crazy. I'm in control. But when it's like, when I met him, he was so little. Mm-hmm. And then now he's a grown man. But it seems like we haven't grown, like, age. Yeah. But it's like watching him grow. But you don't see yourself growing. But you know the years have passed. Because he's a grown-ass man. And he's a father. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the hell? You was just a little boy in, like, elementary. Right. When I first met you, it's so crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, he's tall as fuck.
Tall as hell.
6'3".
Funny. He's so funny.
He remind me of DC on Fly.
He's so funny with his black ass.
Yes.
No offense to us. We say that in our culture, black ass. Right. Whatever,
But so I enjoyed myself. Seriously. Until the end, I ain't gonna get there. She know what happened. I probably say that another time. I'm probably not even saying that. But however, I enjoyed the, you know what I'm saying, the whole trip. We went to see, you know what I'm saying, the Street Where Friday movie, you know what I'm saying, we went to Crenshaw and Slauson, okay? Let me say this, and then we can jump to this topic real quick, okay? Now, mind you, I had ordered a Kobe jersey. The, you know what I'm saying, the one, the legendary, have the 8 on the front, the 24 on the back, the snakeskin one. the exclusive one, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I'm going to wear this to the, you know what I'm saying, to the take my picture to L.A. It came late. It was supposed to come on that Friday. It didn't come until that Monday, okay? Pissed me off. However, so I had to switch up my outfit real fast, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, I'm still going to wear black, but I'm just going to, you know, throw a, you know, splash of red. I had a red hat and some red socks. Now, you know what I'm saying? My man had said, do not wear that red to L.A. He told me. And I said, ah, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be fine. Listen, because I wanted to go to the authentic place. Not just to see the Hollywood sign, all that shit. No, I wanted to go to the hood, okay? We went right over there where Nipsey got killed, you know what I'm saying? And right?
Crip City.
You know what I'm saying? Crip City, okay? And a couple steps up, you know what I'm saying? It's right there with Slauson and Crenshaw. Everybody from L.A., y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But Slauson and Crenshaw right there, okay? And so, now mind you, my man is a capper, and he threw up the yo. Those y'all who, you know what I'm saying, you throw it up. You know what I'm saying? So that means, basically, you know, they kind of like the B, okay? You know what I'm saying? For Bloods, okay? And I'm right there in my red, and I'm just standing there just posing, just smiling. Because I say I was going to wait to tell you this under the pocket. And I'm just right there just smiling. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Posing.
What up, cuz?
This man, first, it was another man, you know what I'm saying, at the store, and he was yelling something out or something. And we didn't know what the fuck was going on. Then another dude had rolled up, you know what I'm saying? And he said, because I didn't hear him, because I'm so busy in my real life, let me get a cute picture, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, Wukay, said, he said something like, gangsta Crip Cub, or something. I'm oblivious to the fact, because I'm in my hole of real, like, I'm in L.A., I'm right here by Crenshaw. And so when he rolled off or whatever, Wook and him had told me, they was like, did you hear what he said? We need to go in. And I'm like, what happened? He looked at you with your red on, and he said, I looked at him because the way he rolled his window down, and he was like, gangsta Crip Cub or something. It was whatever the fuck he said. And I said, they ain't playing over here.
It's crazy that you said that, because when I went to LA for my birthday one year, me and my best friend had on matching shirts because we loved graphic tees, and we had the scene when Doughboy and then was sitting on the porch for Boys in the Hood. But the shirt was burgundy, and we was on over there in that hood too. And I walked up in the store and like, ooh, this the store. You know, I was just so excited. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want no issues. But if I had to have an issue, I'm a blood. I would be a blood anyway. I ain't on crib. But I understand. I respect the hood. I respect it because they don't play about that shit out there. But yeah, you can't be out there doing it because they don't play that. Take that shit like so for real. Like,
so for real. Like, grow up.
NWA movie that came out when them boys were shooting them gang signs on their school bus, and they ain't think them bloods gonna pull that bus over, and they got on that bitch that gun, like, say, you better quit playing. Like, they take this shit for real. But I'm glad you had a good time. Was the food good? Kevin Hart thing?
Yes!
Okay.
Listen, so we went to Hart House. I'm not joking, y'all, seriously. Because all I'm thinking about, I know I wanted to go to the Hart House as soon as we go to L.A. Because yeah. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to find the one, as soon as I had saw he made, I was like, ooh, if I go to L.A., I want to try the White House. My cousin and I vegan, but they tried it. I'm not lying. All of them liked his food.
Yeah.
All of them. Seriously. And they tore it up.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't me. So, it's not, you know, because my taste buds different now. All them said that shit tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
And it did. Like, I promise you. And his signature sauce, the hard sauce, that shit was good. No, I'm not lying.
Well, so hopefully it stay open, because you know a lot of restaurants don't be.
It's in LA. It's gonna stay open
because a lot of vegans.
Exactly, but you know they try to eat healthy and shit out there. If he bring it somewhere else down south, it probably won't. You know what I'm saying? But
it might, because a lot of people try liking, like, they like the
slutty vegan.
Yeah.
However, that's because of the marketing they got behind it.
Oh, the slutty.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it, like, all the other vegan restaurants, they go under if they don't have that marketing. That I saw where I got. It's going to go under. You know what I'm saying? Because I see it all the time. I have to find a new spot all the time. So, yeah. But anyways, I got so much else to say, but we're going to go ahead and jump into our first topic. So, our first topic, we're going to talk about, because there's a lot that let's talk about this. Okay. All right. So, we're going to talk about, let's see. Do you think this should be first or that one? Because I'm going to let you go because we were trying to
put it. It don't matter what you're
okay. We going to talk about Shaq. He said that a man should never open up to a woman whenever something goes down. They throw it back in your face. So basically, just to the fact that he's basically saying that if a man goes through something, don't tell your girl, because the only thing she's going to do is just throw it back up in your face. He basically saying just hide whatever you're going through with your woman and deal with it by yourself. Don't tell your woman. Just handle it. Because basically he's saying that's what a man does. He just takes care of it and don't tell his woman. What's your thoughts?
Oh, I want to sleep on that bullshit. I want to sleep on that bullshit. Shaq, go dodo. Go to sleep, because that's some stupid ass shit. We in healthy times, healthy vibes, and relationships. You shouldn't keep nothing from your spouse, your significant other. And if you feel like your significant other's going to throw it back in your face, and it ain't the person for you. Because he's speaking from a hurt, unhealed place. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody did that to him. If anything, you're going to make the situation worse by not telling your significant other, because she's going to be like, you could have told me that. You ain't giving her the benefit of the doubt. Just because somebody else made you feel that way doesn't mean the person that you're with now is going to do that. And then it causes more problems, because now you're sneaking and you're hiding stuff. I disagree with him, because the same thing can be said about a woman. We be on top of our shit handling business, and we can get with a man, and as soon as we can't do what we do and we depend on them, now we just sorry and don't want to do nothing and ain't bringing shit to the table. So it's like, it can be looked at both ways. But in my opinion, men, please do not take Shaq's advice, because did you hear what he gave the advice to want somebody he was... I don't know who the motherfucker was. It was somebody. He gave me advice, and he was just like, don't lose your family because he lost his. And that's probably why.
Exactly.
Because of stupid shit like that. Now I see why Shawnee was popping that money for her a security blanket because of the shit you... That stupid shit right there. You should be ashamed of your big ass self. You too big to be saying stuff like that. That's childish, and that's too unhealed, baby. You got enough money to buy your own therapy that can live in your house with you all day. To heal that part of you. Because no. Men, do not follow this advice at all. Please don't. Because all you're doing is digging a bigger hole for a bad relationship.
Take Shaq advice on business. Take Shaq advice on basketball. On relationships.
Please don't.
Do not. This right here, what this man basically is saying. How can we actually build as, you know what I'm saying, a couple... And to become one, if you are hiding what you're going through with me.
Right.
I can see, like, you know what I'm saying, when you are going through something that you're hiding from the world because it's not the real fucking business.
Correct.
Okay? However, if you're looking at, you know what I'm saying, this woman across the table from you, and that is your partner in life, your spouse becomes your partner in life, why are you hiding what you're going through with her? Because it more than like whatever you're going through is probably going to change your mood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to change how you you know, you act to certain things, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day. And if she's unaware and oblivious to the fact that you're going through something, she's gonna think that it's her that is causing your moods to change. She's gonna probably think that it's another woman that is causing your moods to change. So basically you're putting in her mind a big ass question mark of, well, what's going on with him?
Mm-hmm.
Why are he telling me? Why is he moving like that? Mm-hmm. Why is he mad today? You know what I'm saying? Like, now you're on the other side. See, men look at it as one-sided. You know what I'm saying? Let me just handle my business. I ain't gotta let you. Now you go and have this woman over there question everything that you fucking doing. But if you would have just told her, hey, you know what? I just lost $1 million on this deal. I'm talking about Shaq. You know, that's his money.
Yeah.
I just lost $1 million on this deal. Now I got an attitude. And now, you know what I'm saying? If she would have knew that, now she'd be like, dang, okay, now I understand. Now, you know what I'm saying?
I'd be mad too.
Yeah. So basically her as your partner, she should understand how to calm you down. How to get you back, you know what I'm saying?
Bring it back.
How to motivate you to talk to you know, somebody else in business, or how to, you know what I'm saying, try to research some stuff so you wouldn't make that same mistake again. You know what I'm saying? That's what a great partner does.
Right.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying, judging you to throw it back up in your face. I'm with Kiki. Basically, I believe that some woman did do that, you know what I'm saying, to him, and then now he got a wall up and saying, I'm never going to tell, you know what I'm saying, somebody else that again. However, that happened to that person. I always said something that your ex did to you does not mean that the new person is going to do to you. You know what I'm saying? That is somebody totally different. Yes, learn from that mistake, but however, this is somebody totally different. You know what I'm saying? When y'all become exes, more than likely, she probably will throw some shit back up in your face or whatever when y'all was at odds or something. We talk about this new person that you're trying to grow with.
Yep.
If you're trying to grow with me, I need to know when things aren't perfect. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I don't just need to know when everything is going good. I need to know when things are not good. So, you know what I'm saying? I am going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, lift you back up. Now, yeah. Baby, now that, you know what I'm saying? I understand there was a lot of money, but guess what? We finna make it double over here. Did you know that, you know what I'm saying, the Starbucks, they need an investor? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck, you know? And I'm just talking about his money, but y'all know our type of money. You know what I'm saying? Babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit. Is your partner like, let's navigate, you know what I'm saying, ways to lift you back up. Or, you know what I'm saying, you didn't tell her, but she already knew a lawyer that deals with that, that could have helped you, and that could have went away 2 days ago. But you study hiding stuff from her. You don't know the power they possess in actually freeing yourself from telling, you know what I'm saying, your spouse something to actually, you know what I'm saying, help you. You're not giving her the, you know what I'm saying, the honor of even helping you at all. Just because mm-hmm. she probably cannot help financially to your situation, she probably has some great advice that will save you a lot of money. Or, you know what I'm saying, or get you a lot of money. Or, you know what I'm saying, protect your money. Or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel that as a, you know what I'm saying, as a partner, we're not really partners if you don't tell me what things are going wrong.
Yeah, and then you just start, like, communication is key. And if you, like you said, if you ain't communicating, it just cracks that foundation. It's like, what else you keep from me? You ain't telling me this, and it's minor. If you can hide something like this, and it ain't even remotely impacting me, it's just impacting you, I can only imagine what else you will hide. You just don't want that type of stuff. And it's unnecessary. And if you feel, and if you get a partner and they start throwing it up in your face and you cut their ass, I'll be like, I don't want that.
That part.
I'm not going to deal with that. And you showing me, I don't like how you're doing that. You let them know, I don't like that. You can give them a chance, like they're strike one. And then if they do it again, depending on how many strikes you allow them to have, then you continue on to move forward. Other than that, please don't take check advice. Like Charles said, basketball, yes. Business, yes. Don't even take his advice on clothes. But yeah.
Or shoes.
Or shoes.
His shoes ugly as fuck. But however, the person for real that you choose, I choose you because you are my safe place.
Yeah.
I choose you because I can be vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
If I cannot be vulnerable with you, then while I'm going through this, who am I telling?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to about what I'm going through?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be holding stuff in. You already know who I'm talking about. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it eats them up, you know, where it's like that they go crazy because they haven't talked about it to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, like I said, is the reason why people commit suicide. The reason why people go into depression.
Stroke.
The reason why, you know what I'm saying, people have all this other shit going on. Because they was, yes, of course, keep some secrets. Duh, you need some secrets. But you know what I'm saying? Like, everything that you're going through, the main person that you should tell, for real, is your spouse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, you go keep some stuff from them. But the main person, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go know your moods when certain, you know what I'm saying, when you change it.
Yeah.
When you act, you know what I'm saying, a certain type of way. Like, if I'm right here with Kiki and she noticing I'm not doing, it be the subtle things. Be like, damn, bitch.
What's going on?
What's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? And I be like, well, nothing. You know what I'm saying? She gonna know that I'm lying. And so now that she know that I'm lying, in her head, she gonna put so many different things of what could be going on. Mm-hmm. But I could just tell her.
It ain't nothing. I'm just annoyed about something right now.
This right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, put your partner's mind at ease, a friend's mind at ease, whatever it is. Just yeah, even if you ain't got to go into detail of what, like, some of the stuff that he probably be like, damn, it probably was, he probably had erectile dysfunction or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, where he probably, like, he probably had to go take some pills or go to the doctor or whatever, and she probably threw it back up in his face. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that. And so, I understand something like that, where, you know, he got, you know, that manhood was tested or something, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But even, like, I'm being honest with you. Like I said before, I think when we were talking about the men, you know what I'm saying, having to take pills or do something to her or something, like, basically, like, if you with somebody, real talk, real, I'm being honest
with you. I'm a high side.
I'm being so fucking honest with you. You know, everything's going to work all fine when y'all younger, okay? When you get older, the man is going to start losing his hair. The man is going to, you know what I'm saying, that dick is not going to work like it worked in his 20s. The man is probably, you know what I'm saying, gonna get a good, or she probably, you know what I'm saying? So certain things are, it's humans getting, you know what I'm saying, growing up. So even if, you know what I'm saying, just say like, I'm in my 50s or something, and then now their dick ain't working right, Shaq is in his 50 something. Duh, you know what I'm saying? Duh, Is he 50, 40?
I have
Whatever. You know, he up there probably like 50. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say he's 50 or probably 49 or something. Duh, that dick probably ain't working right. You know what I'm saying? So, baby, go and get some pills.
I used to my Shaq dick or just period?
I'm saying men when they get older.
I said Shaq and I was like, damn, he got ED?
I don't know, but I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Because in my head, that's probably something that a girl probably threw up. You know what I'm saying? He probably had to go get some pills or some shit, you know? So, but my thing is like, if I love you, baby, I'm finna make the doctor's appointment. hey, we need the doctor's appointment for 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love you, I'm finna make sure that we doing everything, you know what I'm saying? And I even throw that back up in your face because it probably be some stuff, probably I can't get wet few years from now.
The thing about it with me is I'm a high sider and I play a lot. And I joke about your flaws, just like you make a joke about mine. Like, you like, oh, the big ass belly. Or something like that. And I'm like, I be like, shut the fuck up, limb dick. You know, something like that. But we plan, it depends on your relationship with somebody. But he's very sensitive, I see. Sensitive, you know. So, ladies, if you're trying to date Shaq, just know you're going to keep a secret from you. If you want to hear more about Shaq and Charles accusing the man of ED, you're going to have to go over to our podcast platforms and listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, or Anchor. But in the meantime, in between time, see the squad.
We out. And everybody else who is still listening, I'm not saying that Shaq got ED. You know what I'm saying? Don't be putting that out there. But however, all I'm saying is, as your spouse, as humans, you know what I'm saying? That's nature. Yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's the bodily function. Like, some stuff is going to not work right one day. Everything that's working right today is not going to work right, you know what I'm saying, from some years from now, 10 years from now. What I'm saying is pick a partner that is not going to judge you when things like that happen, and pick a partner that is going to, like I said, console you when shit ain't right. Because already, just like if something like that happens, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying, get with a woman as soon as something happened like that, she leave you and she go get with a younger man? Because guess what? What, bitch?
Nah, you said younger man. I thought thinking about something, I tell you.
Okay. And then soon as, basically, she get with him, and guess what? When he grows up, the same shit gonna happen. Pick somebody that you love, that you willing to, you know what I'm saying, go through with the, you know what I'm saying, the all of the times where, you
the
know what I'm saying?
The ups and the downs.
The ups and the downs. Pick somebody that when it's ills, you know what I'm saying? I already know. You know what I'm saying? When it is good and when it is bad, shit like that happens. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You got something else you want to say about that?
Yep.
There's so much other shit I want to say, but I'm going to just leave it through.
Okay. We jump to our next topic. What are we doing?
No, we're going to go ahead and jump into our next topic.
Okay. So, our next topic DM topic. So, we're going to do a topic about a DM we received. Mike Epps issues an apology to his wife. Gonna learn how to treat a woman right before he dies. Why he gotta wait so late in the game to do that? I'm not on social media, so I don't know what's going on there. Can you elaborate on that for me? So what did he apologize to his wife and say?
Okay. So for everybody that does not know, okay, Mike Epps was on a podcast with Matt Barnes or them or something. And so, baby, now, mind you, they was just talking, just having this normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't a question they asked him.
Nothing. It just hit him.
So, they was talking to, I think he was talking about just being better or something. And he said, out of his own mouth, he was like, yeah, he said, one thing that I want to do before I leave this earth is be, he said, I want to learn how to love a woman 100%. He said, that's why they were talking about the kids, about he didn't have no boys. He only had girls. And then he said his wife had finally got pregnant with a boy. And he was like, damn, God ain't blessed me with a boy because I've been out here doing all these women wrong this whole time. And he said, finally, I think when his mama, I don't know if his mama died or something, granny died or something. And I guess that's when the boy came or something. And he was like, that's when he brought a topic. He said, I want to, you know what I'm saying, learn how to love a woman right 100% of the time. I mean, you know what I'm saying, 100%. He said, because I've been fucking up all this time. And he said, basically, you know, I got to love my mama right or my daughters right. And it was something like he said like that. Now, here is my thing, and this is my take on it for real. I like Mike Epps, you know what I'm saying? And he came back and he issued an apology on his Instagram. And he was like, you know, I'm sorry to, you know what I'm saying, my wife for saying this or whatever. Because somebody put up a clip and it said Mike Epps, you know, says basically what he said or whatever. So now he feels embarrassed. But it's really his wife that feels embarrassed. Now, here's my thing of it, for real. If he was single, I can understand him saying that.
Yeah.
I can totally get it. I'd be like, yeah, Mike. Dang, he, you know what I'm saying? He been fucking up. He want to get it right. If he was single.
But he's saying he fucking up while he married.
He is a married man. A married man. I was secondhand embarrassed when I went and watched the thing.
I think his words, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm just, maybe his words came out wrong. What he was trying to say is exactly what he should have said, that he was single. He just didn't say, when I was single, out here doing women wrong, and then got my wife, I was blessed with a girl. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping that's what he meant, for him to backdoor and apologize.
No, he backdoor and apologized because he wife. Know everybody, and more than like his wife probably be like, you know, okay, here's my thing. Yes, he has cheated on his wife.
Okay, that's why my next question.
Yes,
I don't know nothing about what's mm-hmm. going on.
Yes, okay, he cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yes, you know what I'm saying? He probably cheating on disrespects and all that. You can do that in private. Okay, now you shouldn't be cheating in period. But however, you know what I'm saying? She was probably, you know what I'm saying, getting over there and doing that in private.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? This is where I'm secondhand
embarrassed. Because I didn't even know.
You see what I'm saying?
And the fact him to say that, I'm like, that's why my next question, like, has he cheated on
that part, okay? Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, she probably was already being, you know what I'm saying, embarrassed amongst her circle and the people that know, you know what I'm saying, already trying to get over that, you know, that's her dealing with that, period. And then, you know what I'm saying?
The world now
knows. Now, you're going to tell the world. And then he didn't even say be right for his wife. He did not. He said right for his mama and his daughters.
Oh, damn.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like you got to. I was trying to. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so, my thing is like, because he said, he said I'm going to learn to, you know what I'm saying, do right to a woman.
That's too late.
So my thing is like, if I'm your wife and I heard those words, I would feel the same way that she feeling. Because in my head, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you're gonna learn? You should already know. We're married. You know what I'm saying? Because if she said, oh, I'm gonna learn to, you know what I'm saying, be a good wife, you would divorce her. You wouldn't even marry a woman who was this is what I hate about men. You know what I'm saying? Not all men, but, you know, seriously. How they'll say, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to learn to be a good man. Not such shit.
No, but it's like,
listen, first of all, you need, if you trying to learn, you need to already be single trying to learn. Don't try to learn with me. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, you married this lady. As soon as you said I do, your ass should have been getting it right.
Oh, he should have been learning before he said I do. He should have been taking like you go to school to be a lawyer. You go through all your class and your course in college. You go to law school to make sure you know everything so that when you graduate and you have your first case in court, you're ready. Don't wait till you get in the fucking courtroom and
trying to read all the books and
don't
shit.
Even know what the fuck going on. But then it makes you wonder, like, well, ma'am, did he show you signs that he didn't know how to love a woman? You were so quick to marry him. And I get it, like, I don't condone cheating. You know, we done said this plenty of times on this podcast. We don't condone that cheating shit. It'll be, now, if a woman, like, most women can tolerate, or some women, if I was a person that tolerated cheating, which I'm not, but I'm just saying, I'm going to put myself in the shoes of someone who could tolerate a cheater. If I was with my man and he cheated once and it was silent, like, nobody knew, I could deal with the shame of my own and nobody knowing. But as soon as it comes out that somebody knows that he did, I'm embarrassed and like, I don't want to do it. Because now I'm fighting the opinions of others. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting the opinion of myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just feeling convicted in all these ways. But so, yeah, now I get it. I guess I was like, well, maybe he didn't word it like that. Because, see, I didn't know. I hadn't heard anything ever of him cheating on his wife. I don't really know that situation like that. Mike, she needs to leave him alone. She ain't going to leave
him alone.
And take care.
Just go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
You just say you want to learn how to love me. You said your mommy is a girl. So why am I here?
I feel like, real talk, when they need to, I pray that they put it in, you know what I'm saying, marriages going forward, which they never are going to do. if somebody cheats, seriously, that other person at least got to spend a year in jail or something. You can't say, like, I mean,
come on, Charles.
Basically, it's like.
So the person they cheat with, do they got to do time too?
No, because they didn't do no vows. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But it's the person, like, that, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, it's something, some type of penalty, you know what I'm saying? Consequence, because y'all, because what it happens is, you know what I'm saying? They get so many people, and they break so many fucking souls, they turn into so many.
And it's just a
bad, it affects so many different things. You know what I'm saying?
The consequence need to be when you cheat on the spouse need to be up. And take you for, you know, and leave you the fuck alone. That should be the consequence. Like, most motherfuckers that cheat, and it's stupid because they still act like they're so in love with the one they cheat with. And if there's no consequence behind them cheating because women stay and forgive them. No, leave that motherfucker the first time he cheat. I don't give a fuck if it was, they went and just had coffee. That's still cheating. If you don't know about it, I ain't tolerating that. Because if you keeping that for me, it's just a matter of time for you fucker. So, nah, I don't want to fuck with you no more. Go ahead. And if him and that woman end up together and be happily ever after, that's fine. But you know you did what was right because you can't be with nobody. That'll always be in the back of your mind.
Every time.
That he's sneaking off. Like, do you want to have a peace of mind or wonder where this nigga at? Every time, no. I don't give. If I get married, I pray that when the Lord bless me to get married, it's a great marriage. My man don't cheat on me, and if he do cheat on me because he's human, I never ever find out about it until he dead. When a motherfucker show up at the funeral, and I got
ain't no cause he human. You human. No, you're not a cheater.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not a cheater either. But I'm saying like mother. You got some people who just
because I hate people say that. Oh, but he a man. He human.
No,
fuck that.
Because if I control myself,
exactly.
I'm gonna say that I'm me and they them. Because people are who they are. Mm-hmm. They still gonna do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I pray that if I'm ever in a situation where I'm married, my husband never does that. He controls himself. He have another habit like keeping lights on and shit. I can deal with that. Or he smacks. I can deal with that. But I can't tolerate a motherfucker that cheat on me. My mind will never be at ease.
Never.
I will never be happy.
Never.
So it's like. If I have to divorce a motherfucker every time,
I'm going to keep leaving.
I'm going to keep leaving because what you're not going to do, somebody going to get it right. God damn it.
Somebody probably won't.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. Some people, you know what I'm saying, like, go in that dirt. Because people be like, yeah, they going to get it right. They just didn't get it right with you.
No, baby.
Stop the bullshit. Stop. You know what I'm saying? I hate people say that. They be like, you know what I'm saying, he going to get it right for the one he want. No. Some motherfuckers will cheat until the day they die.
Yep.
They will have the perfect woman that they always dreamed of and still cheat on her. It has nothing to do with that fucking woman. Yep, it has everything to do with them. You know what I'm saying?
People, it's for themselves.
They got shit to do with having a perfect woman. That woman that he was taking through hell, and you know what I'm saying, when he first got with her, she was the baddest bitch. You know what I'm saying? And she used to cook clean, suck his dick right, do everything right. She was the perfect. But he still wanted extra.
You know when you say that, what made me think about that? When you say she was the baddest bitch. You know when a man cheated on a woman and she stayed with her and we know he cheated on her, she ain't a bad bitch. No more.
Thank you! Give me some.
It's like, it's like as soon as you drive the car off the lot, you know, the value goes down. It's like as bad as you are, pretty as you are,
I used to think that Taya was so cute. Remember when it was so
mad?
I was like, I never think that she bad no more.
Because
shit like that, your confidence go down to me.
Yeah, and as much as like, even with Beyonce, we love our Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? I really was like, why the fuck you tell us Jay-Z cheated on you?
I think she was trying to relate more to us. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, but. Beyonce still Beyonce, so I'll fuck that.
Right.
I still fuck you, Beyonce. Right. Let me know. Don't even worry. Scratch that. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about that, B. I was lying.
You were lying.
But I think with the Toya shit, like, okay, so let me say this. Because, and let me just put this. I fuck with Beyonce. I ain't knocking her for giving Jay-Z and be with her man. God damn it. I understand.
Who up there?
I mean, I'm not saying she has to, but you... I'm going to say this because there's some women that's listening to our podcast and have forgiven their man for cheating. I was a woman that once forgave my man for cheating. I'm just in a space now where I don't want to. So I don't knock no woman who forgives. Because your man might cheat on you one time and never do it again. He learned his lesson because he did that. He may be ready to change for himself. Be like, you know what? I fucked up. Let me not do that. I don't like how it impacted her. We not knocking our cousins that like to stay with their man who done cheated. I'm just saying, like, when you a bad bitch like Toya is, and when Memph Hiss was like, she gave him a hall pass, like, you give him the okay so that you can be with him and be okay with him fucking off on you. You don't have to settle for that shit, because look at his bum ass. He ain't even got half the shit you have, and you allowed that and still end up divorcing him. because you realize the shit that Kevin Shield was saying was right about this psychopath, you know what I'm saying? But you have to learn it on your own. I just really wish she hadn't gave that motherfucker a hall pass, because it do make you, because people don't forget. She happened in love with Red, and somebody, you'll find that one person in the comments that we ain't forgot about that hall pass from Milf Hits. You have somebody who never forget that and never look at you the same. Just like if you fuck with somebody, they supposed to be your friend, they lie to you. I still fuck with you, but bitch, you a liar. I don't believe nothing you say. Because if you lie, you know, it's like you just, you done fucked up. That's it.
When their trust is broken, is even if you super glue, it's still a little crack that some water can get through.
For sure. But I just can't believe she had a mental health pass.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Whew. But yeah, my thing is, seriously, because everybody was like, they respect him for apologizing on, you know what I'm saying, publicly. Because,
no,
you know,
fuck but all no, it.
What
it
happened is, he wouldn't apologize if, more than like, if his wife probably wasn't feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she probably had a whole attitude. She about to text him as soon as she heard this. She like, what the fuck did you say?
What the fuck do you mean? You know what I'm saying? That you going to learn something? Because when I hear that, as a, if I'm his wife, I'm listening to it like, you still fucking up.
Yeah.
You said you're going to learn. How that you wish and you want to learn. That means that right now, you fucking up. You get what I'm saying?
What is apology saying? Huh? What is apology?
No, it just said like, I want to apologize to my wife. And her oh shit. So in his thing, he said there was that dumbass podcast made me say that or something.
Okay.
No. Exactly. What? Now, first of all, they didn't even ask you a question.
You I can see, like, yourself.
If you said that yourself, they was talking about, you know what I'm saying, the kids and how he never had a little boy. He brought that up. They didn't ask you, said, shit, I hate when, you know what I'm saying, people try to blame other people. No, that was you.
Hold yourself accountable, brother.
You didn't think it was a dumbass podcast when your ass walked on that set.
He thought he was spitting game and thought he was going to get some points and kudos. But then you want to be talked about, like, when Cat Williams, you was looking for attention, now you got it.
You got it. But you got
the wrong fucking attention.
Because now it's like, because I tell you, when stuff happen like that, I look at y'all union as weak. And that's why I said, even when, you know what I'm saying, whatever, it's like, I don't like to look at, you know what I'm saying, nobody's union as being weak. It ain't nothing but, you know what I'm saying, I look at it as weak now. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you saying that, even though whatever y'all was going through, because when he cheated on his wife, I think last year, whatever, fuck, it was a little thing, and it was quiet, and then it just kept, you know what I'm saying, going, I had to say it in a blog or something, but it wasn't nothing like, you know, when Kevin Hart cheated on his wife, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just something
I
like just breeze over. Yes.
It's on my rib.
Your rib show didn't have you. You cracked that rib, didn't you?
And he was cheating a lot. Like, it was real good. Not good that he was cheating, but like, nigga, you can't deny that. And she'll give them chicken nugget head ass babies to him. Ain't no way, boy.
Them kids hurt, ain't they? I don't give a fuck. Y'all can say what y'all want to say. Them kids hurt.
Megatrons.
They, yeah. Boy, all I'm saying is that his sperm and that egg don't match.
Probably Nico.
Him and Tori made some beautiful babies.
She was so embarrassed when he cheated on her. Nico.
They combination don't work together. His first two kids, I don't give a fuck. His first two kids.
Heaven and Hendrix. They look like a Hendrix, don't he? So cute.
They look good. Them last two with Nico, boy, I tell you, man.
Y'all heard Chuck talk that kid, boy.
I ain't gonna have no kids, so I don't give a fuck. My kids ain't coming that ugly. Because I ain't have none. Shit. We got to be honest. That's what I'm saying. We got to be honest with ourselves. If we be ugly kids,
I made a whole Facebook post about that. I know you don't look at Facebook. I said, I just really want to know. I said, because I be in the comments on Instagram and I see how people turn people's kids up. Like, do y'all really know y'all kids be precious? Or do y'all just overlook it because they're your kids? And a lot of people comment it. Some of them, like, I knew mine was funny looking when it first came out. Thank God they grew out of it or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I guess don't be delusional. Because I be looking at some of my niece and nephew sometimes. Like, woof. I believe you come out that phase. Because, yeah.
Yeah. People, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah.
We know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going to be honest on this fucking podcast.
Believe it or not, somebody think that we ugly.
That's what I'm saying. And that's fine.
They're blind.
Duh. You know.
They're delusional.
But we know that them two babies, I'm sorry, Kevin Hart, your restaurant is fire, but them two kids is your kids. That's all I'm going to say.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. So, you got else something you want to say on that? So, do we have time to talk about this? Or you want to save this?
Mm, Maybe we should save it. Hmm? You want to save it or you want to get into it? You
we got 15 minutes.
Do you want it for the...
No, because I got the other one that's for that. This is for that I want to go in. Oh,
okay. Okay, go ahead.
No, okay. Okay, so y'all saw on is something that's going viral about this girl. She had got a birthday gift from, I guess, a boyfriend, husband, whatever. I don't know who he is, but she they are some little ass earrings, like they diamond earrings. Little. They I think they cost $600 or something, and so she was, you know, mad that basically he did not get her what she wanted, she said, or whatever.
Yeah, she was.
And
just,
so, basically, the gist of it is, he asked her what she wanted, and he turned around and got her something that she did not want.
Yeah.
And he actually spent a lot of money on this, $600 for, and these earrings are so fucking small. Even though they diamond, they are small as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah. Kiki, would you be mad, or would you react it how she did?
I think because she asked for a certain earring or something like that, and he got her them, and then he turned around and was like, well, I'll give you money, like, I'll give you some money on it. Well, she was like, you could have just got what I wanted in the first place. Okay, so here it is. Don't kill me for saying this, guys, okay? But I had a long time to sit and think of it, and I'm in a different space than where I was when I was younger. I used to believe it's the thought that counts. No, the fuck it ain't. It ain't the thought that counts. Because if you were being thoughtful, then you would have got me what I... Especially if I specifically... If you don't ask me what I want, and then turn around and give me what you want. I could accept the gift from you if it's something that I know... That's thoughtful when you give me something that you chose for me versus me saying, hey, they'd be like, what you want? I'd be like, oh, I want these... this Pandora... This tennis bracelet that I saw. You shooting the picture. And he come and he bring you a little James Avery bracelet. Ain't nothing wrong with James. I got a James and Pandora. But I'm saying a tennis bracelet and a James bracelet are two different, you know, price ranges. And what you want. Like, the look of it. Like, don't ask me for what I want. Because to me, then, it ain't the thought that counts. Because, motherfucker, I didn't ask you for it. I told you specifically what I wanted. So, yeah. I would feel some kind of way. Especially if he my boyfriend. I asked him for what I told him what I wanted. Unless he say, tell me what you want, I'm still going to get what I want to get you. But you tell me what you want and I'll think about it. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, so I won't be expecting. But you ask me what I want, I'm telling you my man, I think you finna get it for me. No, it's not the fucking thought that counts. Because you weren't thoughtful at all. You did what the fuck you wanted to do. So now you got to deal with the consequence of me not being happy. And I think that people should be honest when they don't like something. Especially if it's your man. Like, y'all have that type of relationship. I could be like, because I'm never going to wear them. They're going to be sitting there. It's going to be a waste of your damn money. And I don't think, you know, some people are like, oh, that's ungrateful. I don't think it is. I think it's just being honest. So, yeah, I would have had a whole attitude, too, because I specifically told you what I wanted. You should have just said, well, I ain't getting that shit. Pick something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. What you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
And the main reason mind you, you know, I'm the nice one.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm the nice one, bro. I'm like, oh, no. You know, she needs to, you know, let me say, I feel that she probably could have handled it probably a little better. You know what I'm saying? But however,
she was hot.
Here's my thing. Seriously. I'm with Kiki. And the reason, because when I looked at it and I read the messages, here's my thing. If you ask me, because you didn't have to ask
you
me.
You did.
Because on, you know what I'm saying, on your birthday, I'm just going to buy you what I want. You know what I'm saying? But if I ask you, more than likely, you know what I'm saying, let me get what you said. Mm-hmm. That is the only piece where I'm like, now I'm mad at you. Because you asked me and I told you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you did the opposite. You know, so that's the reason I have a problem. Now, if you just, it was my birthday, you just bought something for me, then I'm going to be grateful. And I'm like, you know, dang, I
wanted something. Because they didn't have to get you shit.
You didn't have to give me nothing.
You didn't have to.
That's the thing. So you didn't have to give me anything. And right. I'm going to be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? He got me these earrings. It ain't really my style because my hoes, my ears big. You know, because she made a, whatever she said, like, they going to go right through my ears. She probably have big, you know what I'm saying, hoes and ears. Like,
they were really small.
I brought hoops. I thought the box was empty.
Yeah, on some real
you know what
shit.
I'm saying? Like, seriously. So and when I looked at the comments, everybody was like, they thought the box was empty too. I thought I was tripping. I'm like, where the fuck are they? So again, like I said, I wear a hoop, so my holes are bigger because of weight. You know what I'm saying? So those little diamonds, they are, you know what I'm saying? And so my thing is like, you asked her, and also, you should know me.
Yeah.
So, because, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, no, I want you to have these. I would rather you probably spend $100 on bigger diamonds than those, whatever cut that was or some shit. So, you as a spouse, you should know if I'm really going to really appreciate these 600 little-ass fucking diamonds. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When I could wear the cute zirconians for, you know what I'm saying?
That's
for,
what they look like, the ones seriously. That get the beauty supply.
So, it's like, my thing is, like, don't, for me... You ain't. I don't even care when I get rich. You ain't got to buy me them. Cause first, if I lose one of them hoes, that's one. That's three. That's $300 I lost. If I lose one, that's $300.
Or he could have just gave her money and be like, "Here, do what you want to do." Here go a gift card.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so my thing is like you. You know what I'm saying? You should know me well enough to know that I wasn't gonna like them little ass fucking earrings that look like they came from the beauty supply house.
They did.
Because
girl, the box was so big.
Yeah. When somebody said they should have put, it would have been probably, he would have put them little earrings in a little box. I said, nah.
It was still
you know what I'm saying? But however, like, seriously, when you put them little earrings in your ear, ain't nobody going to know they 600. That's the reason why I'm like, you ain't got to spend that much money.
Absolutely not.
Because you don't know if they came from the beauty supply house
or
Tiffany's. You don't like, know. Seriously. So, my thing is, for me, my man should owe me, don't you buy me them fucking earrings when I...
Not them little ass earrings. You know what I'm saying?
Like, seriously. Because, again, if I accidentally lose one, like, on this fucking bracelet, I lost one of these things on her. No, she don't listen to... Oh. She ain't going to listen to... She be looking at probably YouTube. She ain't listening to this. But I lost one of them. And so, because they so fucking thing, when I open it up... On this Pandora bracelet. So, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, don't be buying me nothing expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like certain stuff.
You need to be more careful.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to get more detail. But, yeah, so for me, yeah. Yeah, probably a necklace or something.
But you, we know how... If your man,
frugal.
You
should know.
It ain't about you being frugal because a person can spend what they want to spend on mm-hmm. you. That's their choice of what they want to spend. But if they are going to spend something on you, make it worth the while. Don't be spending big money on shit that
on little ass shit.
Because I would have been, I ain't frugal like that. But I'm like, don't buy me no fucking little ass earrings like that. Because what? And then you like.
You could have got me a necklace, a bracelet. Nigga, everything could have been real.
You could have took that. Give me payment. Pay my rent. Pay me. Give me the money. I figure it out. But yeah, I don't think she was wrong at all. And what she said, I just give them to my nephew. He said, "You got me fucked up." Well, why you buying? Idiot.
Well,
that's all I got.
That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know what time it is.
Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
My rando is, it's not really rando, it's something that happened. I was at the nail shop and I walked in, I heard this man talking loud as fuck. Bitch, he had been sitting in that chair getting a manicure and a pedicure on his speakerphone talking loud for over an hour.
I hate when people
And he was
that.
Talking about being homophobic. Saying a nigga word, just talking loud. And I made eye contact with a black girl that was in there. And she looked at me and I looked at her. And we like, nigga, get some earphones or headbuds. And the lady that was doing my nails, she was just like, he does that all the time. And guess where he was from? Mm. California.
I hate them.
Entitled.
They get my fucking nerve. Anybody, when you have a and then this will be making me mad. You got a whole conversation on speakerphone, but then you, if people looking at you, you will think, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Don't look at me.
I looked at him and he didn't even look, and then the woman that was there with him, she kept doing like this, her hands like, shh, you too loud, and he just kept talking loud.
I don't want to be in a conversation of you with whatever you're talking about.
And the nail place owner said in his own language, like, damn, he ain't gone yet, because the nail lady told him, she said he ain't left yet. I said, I know.
Them people get
talking about he tip good, he give $10, bitch, take your $10 somewhere else, because you being disrespectful to those around you. But what's your rando?
My rando was actually about the Heart House. But you asked about it. The Heart House, that's my rando. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
The food tasted amazing. They had this shake that was made from oat milk. And I promise you, that's one of the best shakes that I've ever had.
What flavor was it?
I had vanilla.
Okay, yeah.
And I just make me just want... Because around here, they don't have... Because even ice cream shops, as much, you know what I'm saying? Not even vegan. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, I just need something dairy-free. Out of everybody who lactose intolerant, why in the fuck they don't even make, you know what I'm saying, the dairy-free fucking ice cream around, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah.
It's
a whole nother thing.
What's
your song of the week?
My song of the week. I can't fucking talk to that. Keep It Right There by Trey Songz. That hoe is fire. That boy said they could got them legs. Okay. Yeah, Trey. Keep it right there.
Mm. You know, mine by him is Save It. Mm. Save It.
Save It.
Ooh, that's my song.
That's by Neo.
Say It.
Say It. Oh, you said Save It?
Save It. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Say It.
Yeah, you know, I know that. Me and Neo, that's my favorite. Say It by Neo, but Save It by Trey Songz. Baby.
Rape Songz.
I love him. Them right there. He can rape me all the time. Okay.
Okay.
My quote of the week is, stop being so forgiving. People know exactly what they're doing.
You heard me? Do it again.
Stop being so forgiving. People know exactly what they're doing.
That's why I don't be doing all that no more, but I'm a changed woman.
Fuck you. You meant to do what the fuck you did. Bitch, I ain't forgiving you. Stay the fuck over there.
Yeah.
You did what you did.
And it is.
And it is what the fuck it is.
Yes.
You know exactly what the fuck you did, ho. Oh, lame ass bitch. Lame ass ho. Dusty ass bitch.
Oh.
Shit, you know what the fuck it was?
It was.
Stay the fuck over there, ho.
There, ho.
Shit, PC ass bitch.
Yeah. Shit,
you know what the fuck going on?
You're so vulgar. But no, that's real talk. See, yeah, forgive
people know what be going on. Y'all,
Jesus forgives.
Stop forgiving all these people, because, you know what I'm saying, especially we grown as fuck, and people just, you know what I'm saying, doing it, then they just keep coming back in your grace. They'll do it again.
Same with the cheating.
They'll do it again.
Forgive them, they gonna keep on. Both of them gotta learn a lesson. And motherfuckers.
Some people die not learning.
That's it.
But anyways, if you would.
Yes.
Like to, I'll say if you would, like, if you would like to write us, DM us on Instagram, TikTok, Cinegrass Podcast at yahoo.com. All of that, but go over to YouTube, subscribe to whatever podcast platform y'all listening to, because y'all the ones who listen to all of our shit, and we love y'all for real. If you still listening, we hope, you know what I'm saying, we pray for increase in your finances, we pray for increase in your love, we pray for increases in everything that you got going on for real, from us to y'all. We send up with positive vibes, and we out.
Peace.